Begin the current daven sechta sugar daven mem hey. Begin the amen alpha. Begin the tez master. The tez begins with the words of the gemara. Chili avshin utzarch. Why would he put it on top of the roof of the benches? Where he needs to dry it out. Which says tame. It's a wonder because shoyse tana neschalfa shetasa. We have this tana. He's saying the opposites. Two places. The halcha over here daven little miss now gav when it's supposed to say on the bench. Havatoni al gag. He says on the roof of the benches. Whereas our Dibber Maschel is saying that that's problematic. Parakam and Pesachim. Now, in first part, Pesachim, the Yigimon Be'ez, Gabishtei Chalas Shal Teide, when they would have the two breads of the Teide, Erev Pesach, to show when this man of eating chametz is over, Dabla Misne Al Gag, there it's supposed to say on the roof, and Havatun Al Gag, and there he says on the benches. So, well, how does he get it wrong both times? So, such a question that you could say is, the Oisa Tana, that Tana, who was teaching the Brises, Hayashayna Shneim Beshama, really he was teaching the same a word by both, either al-gav, or each name al-gag, on top, or on the roof. Now, kshagile, l'rav Yehuda, b'rishayin, v'amleshato, when he encountered with Rav Yehuda the first time around, he said he made a mistake, v'yisavashakenyashliyizkama'achas, so he thought, okay, both are the wrong ones, so he went to the other one, but only one is one, and the other one, therefore that's why he had to switch both times. Anyway, the next Tosfos Maschil that we know with the words Gemara Zikvan Oisim Mitzid Mizbeach. We take that Rav and put stand above on the side of Mizbeach. So it says Hanyul Achas Shekifu Pamachas. That's already after they made already one circuit around the Mizbeach. Laman the Rav and Tila, according to the opinion that says that the Rav was done with chuckling and not just with his kifa. Anyway, when the next Tosfos Maschil begin with the words Gemara Taku Beri Taku, they blew Tekiya true and then the Tekiya. So he says the reason is Meshum Simcha, a cause of joy. Continue with the next Tosfos Divrei Maschil. Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara Niba Hai. Buddha says that it's a nibahoy yeshina. Now, what's the significance of a nibahoy? Begematria is the numerical value of ana Hashem. If you spell out yud kevavke ana havaya, it's the same numerical value. But more of another significance is meshiv meshtaim meshem esein. It's from the 72 name of God. Hanukuv meshleish mekroyis is mucham and pashav yibeshalach from the three consecutive psukim that is spelled out. And these three psukim, v'yisamalach v'goyimer, v'yavim machn v'goyimer, v'yitmeshes yod v'goyimer, thereby the kriyas yamsev. Now, Ushlashdan b'nei shiv m'shtayim oisiyas. These three psukim each have 72 letters. U'mehem shem mafayish, and from them comes out the designated name of 72 names of God, which each one of them has three letters. Where you have oisir shen nishal pasuk rishon, you have the first letter of the first pasuk, achoy nishal mtsoi, the last letter of the middle pasuk, v'rishon shalach, and the first letter of the last pasuk. That's one name. Chem b'sed asek kulam, and that's the order of when you do a set of 72 of these three, that's God's 72 word name. Kach Pesha Kondras, that's how Rashi explains the significance of Anivahoy. It says, but you still have to understand, why did we pick out specifically these two names? Namrin Lehu, that we say, Tfei Machrini, because one is number 37 and one is the first one. Why are we picking specifically these two? So that's I'll tell you the reason. The Medrash in Eicha expounds the pasuk in Sevi Cheskom that says Va'ani Petecha Goyla, and that I am amongst those who went in the exile, which means to say Hashem Himself is going into Golas. That he is tied in chains, so to speak, as if Hashem Himself is in chain, as if he himself went to Golos. Behind him, that's what say, ani, meaning ani b'techa gaila. V'hoi, and who, of this pasuk, who was a bezikim? Behind him, hashana, help now, meaning shashi latzman, that he should help himself, so to speak, and take himself out of this bitter Golos. To begin with the words of the Gemara, miyad tenoikis, shem tun luvein, meaning, obviously it's not from the Golos, whatever it is, but whatever we're asking for Yeshua, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it was referring to. Yad to Nekeshem the Levain, from the hands of the children, they would remove the Lulav, which means Lulav, Yad to Nekes, the Lulav of the little kids, Shem Tin Hagadol Miyadim, the adults would take it away from them. Vaychel Nester again, Shal to Nekes, they would eat the Esregim of the children. And the Imbid of a Gezel, there's no problem about theft. Belim Shem Tavashem, there's no problem about, you know, even though really Kitam don't really have Kinyanim, and really it's not really Gezel, but at least rabbinically we usually have Zachashem. No, it's not even a problem about ways of peace. Because that's what they were accustomed to doing because of joy. Because as Rashi explains, and therefore there's no problem. So that's Tzvi Shlomo. Can you learn from him? Eisen Bachrim to those youths. Sherechim Besusim, they ride on horses like Kras Chasen towards the groom. But Lachamim Zemzen, they fight one and the other like knights. But Kayin big Dishal Khadeira and he tears the garments of his friend, the Mekalkal Isus, he ruins his horse. Shembitur, they're exempt from liability. Shkach no, Gumach Mesim Chazchas, because the same idea, because they do that custom because of joy for the groom. And again, then that's not considered as a liability. Additionally, you could say is the Masnit La'arik Klal Shechad Fagadom Yon Shotaneg. So it says, no, another Pshat is actually, it's not talking about the way Rashi explained that the adults are tearing away the loving from the children. El Miyad, what does it mean, Miyad? It doesn't mean from their hands, it means clemently out there. The word Miyad also means immediately. Meaning, it means like this. The children would let go of the lulavim from this willow. And the reason is, Fisha Lulav Arch Besechim, because the lulav is long and they would play with it. That's again, how Yechlin would eat their striking. Actually, now it makes better sense what the Gemara asks. The man dal ma'asrik b'shvi mutter, according to the one that says that asrik on Hashanah Rabbi can be mutter, where the hachamash metenek is in gedayim lai. Here it sounds like that no, only the children's they ate and not the adults, which the Gemara is saying. Well, that's difficult on the ones who say that it's mutter right after. You perform the mitzvah, which you see not like that. You see that only the children's are permitted, but the adults not, because you see that it's us for the whole day, which that's the recording of Rosh Lakish. Now, b'kun just doch lefarish, Rashi find it difficult. He pushing to explain the halachic part that the Gemara is asking to nukis dafka. You see, specific of a children. Shalhuktam mitzvah gemur. Why? Now, why would it be specifically children that would be mutter right after the mitzvah? Isn't it hukta mitzvah the whole day? No, shalhuktam mitzvah gemur. It's not really a bona fide mitzvah. But the dal minim of adults, hukta mitzvah gemur, that's set aside for a bona fide mitzvah. Different asun kaliyam, that's why it'd be us all day, and that's difficult to shalhuk, which says mutter right away. It says, taiz makasha, difficult, and him came, then that would be the case. I believe the Meimah should have said the tinukis in gedolim loy. That of the children, yes, is permitted to take away, that of the gedolim is not. That would have sounded like. Like we were actually saying. But from the fact that it says Tanoikis in Gedoyim Lai, not Digidoyim, sounds like a Tysis. That it's the children who would do this, and not the adults. Not who they're grabbing away from, because there's actually no grabbing away, it was just that they would let go of it themselves. Continuing with the next says Master, they begin with the words of Gemara, Allah Shalish Zemakum Kranis. So then it would, the structure of the Mizbech, Yami Yisoid, 32 by 32, then that of the Saiviv up 5, that was 20, that was 30 by 30, and 28 by 28, that would go up a height of 3. And Zeh Makom Kranos, that's the place of the Kranos, the corners of the Mizbeach. Now, such as the Belegar seen that the Gears is not but Kranos Amma, that it goes in again another Amma, like it kept on going from the bottom. Shakranos Lehmah Shogun Lefnem Klum, because actually the Kranos did not indent anything at all. And maybe Malbin Shu Amma Lama, rather they would just bring a square. A block that was a nama squid but a with an amahite, but that's like Karen. They put that over there as a Karen. But fill it up with all these types of fillers. And so to every corner, as Rashi explains. And he proves from Zvachim and Daphne Dalmanav, that says you're right. It's obvious from those two sugis that it didn't go in anything at all. It says, even so, Meche Bechinim gets us a swarm, but for nothing did Rashi delete the text of the swarm Shekaz B'chal Svarm that says in all the texts, all the Shalish, that it went up 3 Tvachim, Bekanis Amma went up 3 Amma, and it got indented in Amma. And Vezem Makom Kranis, and that's the Makom the Kranis, says, because Klemmer, what it means to say is, Ba'isa Kanisa Haya Kranis Benoim, it was on that. And then that where it was smaller, which the Kranas were built, so it is similar to all the other ones, because all the Amav Kranas, Amav Chulu, Zemakim Kranas, meaning Makom Kanisu, Makom Kranas, the place of where it had indented, was the Makom Kranas. Just like the Saiviv was, and the Yusait was where it was indented, this part of the edifice, this is its height, this is its corner. Here also, it was its corner. The text says you don't have to delete the text.